Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, April 18th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. It was another day of relatively flat trade for corn as the market remained entrenched in its March 28th daily trading range yesterday, and it has been every day for the last 2 weeks now. Soybeans did find some support from talk of Chinese pricing, while wheat was under pressure for much of the day. With no real need to move out of the short positions they have amassed, it feels as though speculators remain comfortable, continuing to ignore grains. While end users are not ignoring grains, the feeling of urgency when it comes to making purchases is lacking, with many comfortable in the idea that supplies they need will be easily accessible when they need them. Cash markets around the world are relatively flat, although we're seeing some values in Argentina firm a bit as soybean harvest is delayed by heavy rains. Talk that the corn crop may be growing smaller by the day as disease spreads is also growing louder, with traders there saying they expect the crop to come in closer to 48 million metric tons. That is 7 million metric tons or 276 million bushels smaller than the last USDA estimate. As for Ukraine, the cash market there is relatively flat. Traders are saying all the talk about Chinese corn cancellations was overblown, adding Ukraine corn is still flowing to Chinese ports. And in Brazil, a drop in the value of their currency versus the dollar has made the farmer a more aggressive seller there as cash bean prices paid hit multi-year highs even with a drop in futures. Farmer selling remains behind average with local traders estimated that soybean selling is 15% slower than the five-year average, but only a percent or two slower than a year ago. Corn selling has picked up as well, though with the uncertainty around production potential, the pace is nowhere near what we're seeing in beans. Checking in with ethanol, output last week plunged to the lowest level in almost 3 months and inventories declined, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 983,000 barrels a day in the week that ended on April 12th. That's down from 1.056 million barrels a day on average a week earlier and the lowest since the 7 days that ended on January 19th. Output in the Midwest, easily the largest producing region, fell to 924,000 barrels a day. That's down from 1.008 million a week earlier, according to the agency, and that's also the lowest in almost 3 months. Rocky Mountain production was unchanged at 11,000 barrels a day. Gulf Coast output surged to an average of 26,000 barrels a day, up from 16,000 a prior week, according to EIA. And East Coast production rose to 12,000 barrels from 11,000 7 days earlier. And West Coast output improved to an average of 10,000 barrels a day from 9,000 a previous week, according to the report. Ethanol inventories in the week through April 12th dropped to 26.08 million barrels. That's down from 26.21 million 7 days earlier and the lowest level in 4 weeks, according to the EIA report. As we look ahead here on the markets, we'll be watching outside markets closely as there appears to be a slight shift in sentiment as many recognize higher interest rates may be here to stay longer than they had expected. Crude oil did fall off yesterday over worries of how the economy may fare if it remains elevated and inflation remains entrenched even in the face of continued uncertainty in the Middle East. We'll also get an updated export sales figure here today. As mentioned, world end users do not seem to be in a hurry to cover all of their needs in a deferred market, keeping those purchases slow. On the livestock side of things, live cattle futures were a mixed bag yesterday with closer contracts and live cattle lower and deferred contracts higher. Feeder cattle were higher in the front month and lower thereafter. Hog futures were mixed. We're looking for the cattle on feed report to come out tomorrow. The trade estimates are for on feed numbers on April 1st at 102% of a year ago. Placements in March are expected at 92.1%, with marketings at 88.2% of a year ago. On weather notes here today, severe thunderstorms are likely in counties in eastern Kansas and western Missouri today and tonight, according to the National Weather Service. Some storms may turn severe and could produce hail, damaging winds, and even a tornado, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in eastern Missouri in the meantime are forecast to drop into the upper 30s this weekend. In North Dakota, wind advisories have been issued starting this morning and will last through late this evening as winds will gust to around 45 miles per hour, according to the agency. On a Chicago Board of Trade, we have corn, soybeans, soybean meal, and the oil all trading lower. All three wheat contract complexes are trading higher. On the Merck, live cattle, the front month contract is trading higher. Feeders are trading higher as well. And then on the lean hogs, the front month contract is trading lower. Crude oil is off to a higher start. We have gold and silver both trading higher as well. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are trading higher. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, April 18th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article, which can be found at agriculture.com.